Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date, September 2nd, 1951, and the title is Range War. Hope you guys enjoy, and thanks for being a member.
Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. The old-timers of the West still talk about the feud between the Caldwells and the Moores, that bloody range war that spread a reign of terror from Bastrop to DeWitt County, and how United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles rode right into the middle of it on the prairie trail between San Antonio and Cuero.
Yes, sirree, Bill. I'm feeling fine and dandy and fit as a fiddle, and I ain't mad at nobody, and nobody's mad at me.
How come you're feeling so frisky, Jingles?
Why, Bill Hickok, do you realize that this here is the first job we've tackled that ain't even dangerous? Why, shucks, tain't nothing but a little old family squabble.
That's all?
Sure. Why, we'll just tell them, now see here, you just cut out all this foolishness and bury the hatchet, or we'll turn you over our knees and paddle you good. That's what we'll tell him, yes, sir.
You think it's going to be that easy, huh, Jingles?
Why, sure, Bill. Shucks, my family had a little spat with the neighbors once, and all it took to smooth it over was a little beg-your-pardon and a big chicken dinner. You know, hey, if we play our cards right, partner, we may just land ourselves a chicken dinner out of this ruckus.
Woo, Buckshot, woo. Hey, Jingles. Look up ahead there.
Yeah, a whole gang of riders coming our way.
Must be 20 of them.
Whoa, Timber.
Look out, Jingles.
And now what are they shooting at us for? We ain't even been properly introduced. Now what? Them last shots come from behind us.
Look back of you, Jingles.
Another bunch of riders coming up from the rear.
And we're pinned right between them. Wait a minute, Jingles. They're not firing at us. They're shooting at each other.
Well, maybe they are, Bill, but do you think them bullets know that?
Hold your fire! We're friends!
Yeah, friends, you say? Friends of the Caldwells and the Moores.
Uh-oh. You know, Bill, I got a feeling that's a mighty touchy question.
You ain't no friends of the Moores.
Yeah, you ain't no friends of the Caldwells.
Well, there they are, Jingles. Now's your chance to take them over your knee.
Huh? Oh, Bill...
We're peace officers. Hold your fire, boy.
Yeah, don't shoot, man. Don't shoot. That man's got a star on his chest.
Now, suppose you two gents mosey on out here and tell us what this is all about.
I'll leave it up to you, Josh.
Well, I'm willing, Hiram, but no tricks.
Come with me, Tay. We're riding out.
Now, you cover me, Wes. Come on, let's go.
Oh, here they come. Hey, that must be old Josh Caldwell with the chin whiskers.
This must be Hiram Moore, each one with a bodyguard.
Yeah, nice way they trust each other, ain't it?
Go, Josh, go now. Yeah, strangers, you better pick up and make tracks. We don't want you caught in the crossfire.
We got an old score to settle here, lawmen. Looks like you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
You know, it seems like that's where we're usually at.
No, we're in the right place. You're in the wrong, both of you.
Now, wait, don't mention me in the same breath with that thieving cattle rustling Moore.
Josh Caldwell, if I hadn't to give him a word, I'd kill you for that here and now.
Now, don't let that stop you. Your word ain't worth nothing nohow.
Hold on, gents. Well, Jingles, you want to make that speech now?
Huh? Oh, sure. Well, what I said was, that is, what I was going to say Just what was I going to say, Bill?
How come you two saddle tramps are sticking your snoots into a private fight anyhow?
Easy, Cousin Dave.
This here's a family matter. Them Moors are throwing their irons on Caldwell's stock.
That's a lie, Wes Patterson. The Caldwells are making off with our cattle.
That's for the law to decide.
Yeah, the law. Ain't no law mean enough for a Moor.
There ain't no law against gunning down polecats.
This badge I'm wearing is the law. And the law says there'll be no more killing. Not while I'm here to stop it.
What can two men do? The whole population of three counties is divided.
That don't mean nothing to my partner. Why, where he come from, if a cyclone wants to blow through town, it stops to ask his permission.
Yeah? Well, I'm Tay McCloud, and a man doesn't live who can beat me to the draw. Reach, lawman.
Hey, where'd his guns come from?
Why, they just jumped into his hand.
Yeah, Bill's got him trained that way.
Who are you anyway, lawman?
Oh, that's easy. He's the man you thought you were.
The name is Hickok.
So, you're Wild Bill. Well, I got a sneaking hunch the Caldwells put you up to this. We ain't quitting till the last of them is 6 feet under. And if you get in their way, Hickok, you'll get down with them. Come on, Kay, come on.
Yeah, and as for us, Hickok, you keep out of our fight. Or if the Moors don't get you, then the Caldwells will. Let's go, Wes.
You know, Jingles, right now our chances for that chicken dinner look mighty slim.
You know, Bill, there's only one thing worse than having a bull by the tail. That's having two of them by the tail and being in the middle.
Howdy, partners. This is Panhandle Jim. We're sure getting a real lot of enjoyment out of this show that Guy and Andy are putting on for us, aren't we? And in my left hand, I'm holding a big box of Kellogg's Corn Pops. And with my right hand, I'm digging in and eating them just like candy. Now, you Rangers who have Corn Pops in the pantry, go on out and get them right now. I want to have a little gab fest with you youngins who haven't tasted Kellogg's Corn Pops yet. Here's what you're missing. Corn Pops are the golden hearts of corn, all popped up big and sassy. They're crisp and crunchy. And listen to this. Kellogg's Corn Pops are already sweetened for you. Eat them right out of the box, just like candy or for some real chow at breakfast, in a bowl with milk. No sugar needed, mind you. The sweetening's already there. I'll stake my trusty old six-shooter you never enjoyed better eating. Now, tomorrow, sure, you'll want to saddle up and ride for the store. Load up on Kellogg's Corn Pops, so you'll have plenty around for breakfast and snacks. Now, listen to this little saying I always use. I'm going to ask you to say it with me in a little while. Kids love Pops, moms love Pops, and Pops love Pops. Now, let's get back to our story.
While Bill and Jingles have their hands full again with two feudin' range families, each pledged to destroy the other, while Bill and Jingles are sworn to keep them apart. Now, into Seamus O'Leary's gunsmith shop in Cuero, comes Wes Patterson, cousin to the warring Caldwell clan.
The top of the morning to you, Wes Patterson.
O'Leary, you want all the shells you got for a Colt 45?
Oh, sure, and it breaks me poor heart to sell them to you, Wes.
Get them here. Maybe you'd rather sell to the Moors, is that it?
Keep a civil tongue in your mouth, you hot-headed young whippersnapper. I'll be after washing it out with soap. No O'Leary ever shied from a fight. Here, here's your sheriff.
All right. But you can't trust a man who tries to straddle a fence, O'Leary. There. I'm loaded for Moors.
Oh, faith, there's no sense to this feud. It isn't the Caldwells or Moors anymore. You're a Patterson yourself, and the whole county caught up in it, too. No man can remember how many have died.
It ain't dying that matters. It's what you die for. Who's that?
Quick, lad. Duck out the back way. Tis Tay McCloud himself.
Not me. I ain't about to run from no low-down cousin to a Moor.
Well, well. If it ain't Wesley, the Caldwell lover.
You come to talk or fight, Tay McCloud?
I'd as soon kill a Caldwell man here as anywhere else.
Please, boys, for the love of Mike, talking about killing and neither of you dry behind the ears yet.
Get out of here, storekeeper. This is between him and me.
No, it isn't. It is between the both of you and Wild Bill Hickok. I'm going to fetch him.
And get started. He can help you pick up the pieces. Go on, get.
No, Tay McCloud.
Looks like we scared off O'Leary, Wes.
Yep, but Hickok ain't gonna be that easy. Tay, If we want to keep this feud going, we got to get rid of Hickok.
We got to keep the feud going, Wes. Both the Caldwells and the Moores are sure the other side is stealing their stock.
But if Hickok has his way and gets Josh and Hiram to talking, they might put two and two together.
We got to keep them scrapping among themselves.
One killing could start it all over again. For instance, suppose I was to kill you.
What? What do you mean, Wes?
Don't worry. But suppose it looked that way. Wouldn't that start the shooting?
Yeah. Yeah, I savvy.
And listen, here's the way I got it figured out.
This way, Marshal. And I hope we're not too late. Sure, them two young hotheads were spoiling for a fight when I left them. Here. Here's me shop.
All right, Seamus, stand back. I'll open the door. Nobody here.
That's funny. Look, this Tame McLeod's hat on the floor. And aren't these drops of blood?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Faith, they've killed each other and the devil's taken them both.
No, more likely one of them has removed the other's body.
You're right, Marshal. Look here. Tis a note.
It says, on this day I rid the world of another Moor. It's signed Wes Patterson.
But how in the name of sense could Wes have killed Tay McLeod?
I don't know. Tay was a mighty fast boy in the draw. Sure funny, all right.
Indeed, it is funnier than that, Mr. Hickok.
What do you mean?
You marked me words, Marshal. If Wes Patterson could kill Tay McLeod this day, then shamrocks will bloom on Boot Hill in the morning. And that's the honest truth.
Buckshot, who?
Oh, whoa, Joker, whoa.
What's the matter, Jingle?
Bill, where are you going? I've been looking high and wide for you.
Thought I'd take a little ride off town, partner.
But, Bill, you can't go now. It's started. The word's spreading all over town that one of them Caldwells killed Tay McLeod. The fireworks are going to start any minute, and we got to stop them.
Now, hold on, Jingles. Has anybody found McLeod's body?
Why, no, not yet, but, Bill... But doggone it, Wes Patterson admits he done it.
Sure. And while both sides are at each other's throats, who's guarding the cattle?
Huh? Well, what are you getting at, Bill?
It's an old trick, Jingles. Get everybody looking one way, then make your move the other way.
Oh, sure, I get it, Bill. Well, I think I do.
Jingles, if I can prove that Tay McLeod is still alive, we may be able to head off this feud.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Get back there and hold off the Moors until I've got an answer for them.
Oh, is that all? Just keep them Caldwells and the Moors from killing each other until the... Oh, Bill!
As head of the Moor clan, I call this meeting. I reckon there's none of you that don't know what for. Our cousin, Tay McLeod, has been killed by a Caldwell man. Now, all of you know our family creed. You know it as well as I do. He who sheds the blood of a Moor must die by the hand of a Moor. All right, all right. Women folk will stay here. You all with me, men?
Yeah.
Well, then let's set it up and ride for town.
Whoa, whoa, Joker. Now, whoa. Wait a minute, folks. Hold your horses.
Out of our way, Chuckhead. We got work to do.
Now, you listen to me, Hiram. Bill Hickok says there ain't to be no fighting. So if you start something, I got to toss every last one of you into the calaboose.
Is that so, fat boy? And who you think is going to stop us?
I don't think I know.
I don't think you know either. Wes Patterson's bragging about how he killed Tay McLeod. You reckon we'll take that land down?
Well, Wild Bill says he can prove that Wes didn't kill Tay.
He didn't? What are you talking about, Dippity?
What am I talking about? Why, well, I don't know exactly, but you got to promise you won't do nothing till Bill gets back with the answer. And if you don't, I'm running you all in for disturbing the peace.
Sure smells like a Caldwell trick to me.
Yeah.
Well, what do you say, man?
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. I ain't asking them, Hiram. I'm asking you.
All right. We'll wait till sunup. And if Bill Hickok ain't here with the answer by then, we're riding to meet the Caldwells. Remember, I said sunup. Not one dead blame minute later.
Hey,
on it, don't it? Come on, keep, keep moving, Tay.
Well, Wes, we made a big haul this time. Over 100 head from the Caldwells and darn near that many from the Moore stock.
Yep. With this herd, there ain't no need to ever go back. We'll just keep it going till we cross the border.
And by the time the Caldwells and the Moores stop scrapping and start copping noses, it'll be too late to trail it.
I can just see Hickok trying to pull them apart now.
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
Am I loco, or can you see Hickok plainer than that?
What the? It is. It's him up on the ridge behind us. What's he doing there?
He's coming after us, but how did he know?
That don't matter now. We gotta think fast.
He ain't in range yet.
We can't outshoot him anyway. Listen, here's what we do. I'll tell him I caught you trying to rustle these steers, that you're my prisoner, and that I'm taking you back.
Aye, savvy. Then while he's helping you keep an eye on me, you'll plug him in the back.
When it comes to handling trouble, it's tough to do better than Wild Bill. And when it comes to eating, you can't do better than tasty Kellogg's Corn Pops, a cereal that's already sweetened for you. Say, you youngins who've ever been on a ranch know that ranch hands eat good and they eat plenty because they need vitamins and minerals after working hard. Well, Kellogg's Corn Pops, delicious as they are, also contain lots of things you need. B vitamins, vitamin D, with important minerals and food energy, too. That means you can eat all you want. And the reason you'll just keep on eating them is because those golden hearts of corn are puffed up big and crisp. And Kellogg's Corn Pops are already sweetened for you. Out of the box, just like candy, or out of a bowl with milk. But don't use any sugar, because the sweetening's already there, just right. And that silver-like bag inside the box keeps Corn Pops fresh up to 10 times longer. Your mom can use it to store things in the refrigerator, or for wrapping sandwiches. But best of all, and already sweetened for you, are Kellogg's Corn Pops. Now, you know who loves Pops. Let's say it together. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. And Pops love Pops. Hey, you said it. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill and Jingles.
Unless Wild Bill returns to town by sunrise with information that will end the feud, the Caldwells and the Moores are pledged to meet in the battle to the death. Meanwhile, Bill has caught up with the rustlers, Tay McLeod and Wes Patterson. But Wes claims to have captured Tay in the act of stealing the cattle.
You say you caught him red-handed, Wes?
That's right, Marshal. I'm sure glad you got here when you did. Now you can watch the varmint for me while I haze these steers back again.
And you admit you rustled the herd, Tay?
Sure. Might as well. You got me anyway.
Well, all right for now, but there's still a lot of questions that need answering. Move on ahead of me, Tay.
I'm dropping back to pulling them strays, Marshal.
Right. Go ahead.
All right, now, Hickok. Don't make a move. I got a gun in your back.
Yeah, seems like you have.
This is one time you can't go for your guns, Lawman. One move and you're done for.
Go ahead, Wes. Plug 'em.
All right. I guess there's no need to wait. So long, Wild Bill Hickok.
Well, sun's up. Them Moors ought to be getting here any minute. Now, who's this coming down the road?
Oh, well, there, hold it. Gosh, Carlos, I've come to warn you. You'd best get down off that horse and get undercover. The whole Moore clan is riding toward your ranch with blood in their eyes.
Yeah, I know, Larry. And let them come. And look around you. Yonder's my brother Ben behind the corral. And up in the hayloft, there's Duke and Clement, my nephews from Gonzales County. And down by the watering trough, there's Duncan and Gordon from Wilson County. Yeah, no, O'Leary, we'll stand and fight them Moores to the last man. Where's Hickok?
Yeah, faith, and I wish I knew. He's been gone all night.
And they probably got him, too. Hold on. Somebody's coming now.
Look, Josh. Tis Hiram Moore, riding under a white flag of truce, and behind him, why, tis Hickok himself and his deputy.
What kind of a trick is this?
Josh Caldwell, come out. We want to talk.
Yeah, I don't trust him. Maybe I ought to plug him right now.
No, Josh, no. Trust Wild Bill Hickok.
Well, all right. I'm riding out, Hiram. What kind of mischief you up to now, Hiram Moore?
Well, let Hickok tell you, Josh.
Well, Josh, I knew Wes didn't kill Tay McLeod because of something Seamus O'Leary told me at the gun shop.
Eh? What's that?
Seamus was trying to stop the killing in his own way.
Yeah, he told Bill that if Wes could have killed Tay that day, then Shamrocks would bloom on Boot Hill.
That's right. You see, the bullets he sold Wes Patterson, they were duds. The charge had been removed.
Duds?
Yeah, and a good thing for Bill they were when Wes tried to plug him in the back.
I don't believe it. Wes said he killed Tay, and if he said it, he done it. Why would he lie?
Hickok says they were in it together, Josh. They wanted to keep the feud going to cover up their own wrestling. He caught him driving a mixed herd across the border.
Oh, you're bluffing. You're bluffing.
Well,
I don't know what your game is, but you ain't going to get away with it. We're ready for you, Harmore.
Hold on, Josh.
All right, boys. Bring them out from behind those rocks.
Huh? Well, what the... It's them. Wes and Tay, and they're both alive.
And chicken.
Well, but I don't savvy. Wes, why'd you say you killed this varmint?
Yeah, it's like I told you, Josh. Me and him have been rustling the steers. The Moors didn't have nothing to do with it.
How about that, Tay?
That's true. Neither did the Caldwells.
Now, how about you two old war horses shaking hands before we take these two ornery young bucks to the Calaboose?
Josh, I reckon I've been an old fool.
Yeah, well, Hiram is no fool worse than an old fool. Less than it's your older one. Shake.
That's a spirit.
Yeah, and just to prove that I mean it, us Caldwells are throwing a big shindig tonight. Yes, sir, we'll fry up a mess of chickens, and all the Moors are invited.
That's the way to do it. Come on, Jingles, our job's done. We might as well be riding.
What? Wait, not on your life. You ain't going anywhere.
No, sir, if you and that overstuffed deputy ain't at that dinner, there won't be one single Moor show up neither.
Well, now, Bill, I reckon that puts us... Well, it puts it right up to us. We can't afford to let the feud start all over, can we?
Well, I reckon not, Jingles. Not that you want any chicken, of course.
Oh, no, Bill. It's just in the interest of keeping the peace. But I could use a drumstick or two and, maybe a couple of wings.
Well, don't worry. There'll be plenty, even for you.
Too bad about Wes and Tay. You know, if that pair of rustling varmints hadn't started all this feud, they'd be having chicken, too, instead of bread and water pushed through the bars.
Well, Bill, you had enough chicken?
Plenty, Josh. You know, it tasted better than any chicken I ever ate before.
Yeah, good. How about you, Jingles?
Ooh-wee. Hmm? You know, Josh, if I had any more chicken, I'd be going to bed on a roost tonight.
Yeah.
I've loosened my belt and my shoestrings, and there ain't room for one little gizzard left.
Well, Jingles, everything worked out all right.
There, Bill, didn't I tell you? All it took to end that feud was a little, beg your pardon, and a great big chicken dinner.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, folks, that's all for now. We'll have another adventure story for you next week. Right, Andy?
Right, Guy. And from the way things look and they're sizing up, it's going to be a Lollapalooza. Yes, sirree.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Frank Gerstle, Horace Lewis, Ken Christie, Lou Krugman, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.
back. Okay, check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.